Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Basa Daf Ayin Hey, picking up 10 lines down in the middle of the line. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zok the Heilige Rabba in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. More about the Livyasan and Olam Haba and Ganei Dan Mikedem. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asa Kosh Baruch Hu Lasa Sudla Tzadikim in the future. Kosh Baruch Hu is going to make a meal for the Tzadikim. Mibisar Shal Livyasan is going to come from the flesh of the Livyasan. Shenemar, Shenemar, whoa. As the Pasuk says, Yichru Olav Chabarim. That they're going to be chabarim, a bunch of groups of peeps that are going to feast upon this thing. Pasuk in Eof. Vein Kera, which is Lashon of Yichra, Vein Kera Ela Seuda. That Lashon means they're going to have a feast, a Seuda. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vayichra Lehem Kera Gedola, Vayochlu Vayishtu, the Pasuk in Malachim. Now, what did he do? He made for them a big meal and they ate and they drank. Vein Chabarim, this idea of Chaverim, Chabarim, this is in Chabarim Ela Tamid Chachamim, Tamid Chachamim. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Hayoshevez beganim chaverim, makshivim lekolechashmini. Those who dwell in the gardens, companions who are attentive to your voice, let me hear them. Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Bashar mechalkin also, and the left of it is gonna, of the flesh, is gonna be mechulak, gonna be split up. Vosibo schor b'shuk Yerushalayim, it's gonna be sold out, and it's gonna be in the markets of Yerushalayim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, about the Livyasan, yechetsun bein kinaanim. It's going to be split up amongst the Kananim, right? All these merchants. Ve'in Kananim ela Tagarim. And Kananim means Tagarim. It's a Tagar, merchant. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Kinan biyado, mazimir malashokahev. As regards a merchant, in his hand is a false scale. He loves to steal. So that's how we see that that is talking about a merchant. Or we can say from the following Idemehacha, from the following Pasuk, Asher Socher, Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Asher Socher Reha Sarim, Kinanea Nechpade Yahares. It's peddlers are princes, it's merchants are the honorable of earth. Yeah. Another thing he says, also goes Baruch Hu lasa sukkah to him in the future. Goes Baruch Hu is going to make a sukkah for the great sages. Says Rashbam, Hainu milmala gag v'arba defunus marba ruchos. You're going to have a gag on top, and from the four sides you're going to have walls. Tzel hainu sichuch below mechitzus. And when you say the word tzel, sukkah means it has a roof and four walls. Tzel, a shade, means it just has a sichuch, a roof below mechitzus without any. Without any walls. So let's see. He says, also goes well, this is sukkah tzedikim. It's going to encompass them. The orish levyasim from the hide of the levyasim. Shenemar, the pasuk says, his male basukos oro. Can you complete booths with it? And this is Kosh Baruch Hu speaking to Eov about how what can man do versus what can God do. God can do this. Can you go and make a sukkah for people with this? You're not able to do that, but I can. Zach of a person merits, if he's meritorious, osin lo sukkah, then he's going to have a sukkah. Lo zakah, osin lo tzilta, then we're going to go down in levels. If not, he'll at least have a tzilta, which means at least he's just going to have shade, which is going to have the roof. Like we said, sell is just a roof. Shenemar, the pasuk says, if it's tzilta, dagam rosho, can you do make a fish shade out of its head, like Hashem can do? Zakah, like he says, continue on with that same idea to Eof. Zakah, osin lo tzilta, if he gets any of tzilta, lo zakah, at lower levels, osin lo anak, at least he'll have like a necklace. Shenemar, the pasuk says, va'anakim legargiru. They're going to have necklaces that are going to go around your neck, the pasuk found in Mishle, right? That if a person goes and they listen to the words of Torah, then they're going to be like an accessory for his head. He's going to have something in Olam Haba, right? Even if it doesn't get to the highest levels, at least he'll have this. Zachos and Lonak, if he gets, okay, next level, okay, if he marries, he'll have an Anak, Lozacha. That necklace. If not, then also look kameh. At least he'll have like a little thing around as like an amulet. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "V'tikshered el naarosecha." Can you go ahead and make from the levyasa and can bind it on your naros, on your maidens? Right? You're not able to do that. The v'ashar and the rest of it is gonna what? Parsel hakadosh baruch hu al chomos Yerushalayim. He's gonna spread it on the walls of all Yerushalayim. V'zivo mavik misofa olamat sofa, and it's gonna shine. It's gonna shine bright like a levyasa. It's going to shine from one end of the world to the other. Shenemar is a pasuk in Shayo. V'holchu goyim la'orech malachim lenoga zarechech. And the nation will go by your light and the kings by your radiant illumination. Right, the brightness is going to be shining so bright like a Leviathan. Next, we have a pasuk coming Mishayo. Let's talk about what's going to happen in times of Mashiach. V'samti kad kod shim sho sayach. Mishpam says shim sho sayach is chomo sayach. It's going to be your walls. I'll make your walls out of kadkod. I'm Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmini. Pligi tre malachim yerkiah. There's a machlokas between two malachim that are upstairs. Says Rashbam. Pligi ba avonim shel chomos yishlaim. But the soldiers yishlaim imayu. Are they going to make elu avonim shel sidni yos? What stones are they going to be? Gavriel and Michael. The machlokas Gavriel. Woohoo! And Michael. What are these? What are they giving me an out of? Amrullah, some say, no, it was Trey Amarayim by Rava. It was two Amarayim. There were Bim Rava and Eretz Yisrael. They're the ones who had the Machlokes. And Minhu, who are they? Yehuda v'chizkiyah b'nei Rabbi Yechiyah. Rabbi's kids, Yehuda and Chizkiyah. Chad Amar Shom. One of them says that it was the stones that are going to remain in Yerushalayim going to be from the Avnei Shom. V'chad Amar Yashvei. No, it was made out of Yashvei. Two different types of beautiful, amazing, incredible, unbelievable stones. Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lehavik Kedin Uchadin. Let's make it like both of them. It's when it says words, the Lashon of Chad Chod, when it says V'samti Chad Chod, Shim Shosayich, it's a mixture of the two. That's Kedin Uchadin. It says Rishbam, Kedin Uchadin, Kedin Rezeh, Kedin Rezeh. V'hainu Chad Chod, Mishohem V'Yashvei Tivne. It's going to be built from both of them. Now it says Rashbam, the Alpha Pisha because it kodam levnei Rebchia Tuva, obviously the pasuk came many years before them. Yeshlama shekach nisnava Yishaya was nisnava shekidivrei kol hamifarshim asidla libanos. According to all of them, it's going to be built up. Okay, continuing on in the psukim, the next part says ushoraych levnei akdach that I'm going to make your gates of hewn stones. Hewn stones. Stones that's going to be chipped out and hewn. That's what it means. Like you chip away at it. Make a shape or openings. Ki hadi yosef rabbi yochanan mikadarish. Like rabbi yochanan came along. Yochanan darshan. Listen carefully to the story. Those who are not following the words and giving the proper respect to talmidei chachamim. Also, the Kosh Baruch Hu Havi Avadim Tovas and Magalus, the Kosh Baruch Hu is in the future going to bring these precious stones and pearls, Shehem Shloshim al Shloshim, which are 30 Amma by 30 Amma. These huge, these are 60, think about it, like 60 feet by 60 feet. Huge, huge. The Chokik Bahem Eser al Eswim is going to cut out an opening of 10 Amos by 20 Amos. 10 amos wide by 20 amos high. Umamidam b'shar Yushalayim is going to be put at the Sharei Yushalayim, at the gates of Yushalayim. Lig lig alav osu Talmud. There was a Talmud there who like made fun of this. Ah, that's ridiculous. Hashta kebe'asa. Ditzitzla lomish kechinan. We're not even able to find stones and pearls the size of the eggs of a small bird. Says Rashbam, beats us of katan sheshmo tatzil. We're not even able to find that. And you want to say in kuli haimash kachin, you're going to find one that's 30 amos by 30 amos. Liyamim, after a few days, you're making fun of Yochanan. What are we crazy here? Liyamim, hifligas finas of yam. He went out on the yam in the sea with his, in his boat. Chazam alech hasharis, the yosviv kom nasre avonim tovzon goes. He saw that there were malachi hasharis, there were malachim that were there, and they were sawing out these stones, these precious stones and these pearls, shame lamed alamed. They were the size of exactly what Yochanan said, 30 by 30. They were doing it 10 by 20. So he says to them, "Hani laman." Well, what's this for? Amalei says, "What do you mean?" Shasa Kadosh Baruch Hu. David the Meshay Yerushalayim is going to go and he's going to be miming them in the entrance ways of Yerushalayim. Also, the coming to Rabbi Yochanan, he couldn't believe it. He's like, "Oh my gosh, it's Rabbi Yochanan said." I can't believe it. I doubted him, but I see it right now. So he came back in front of him. Amalei says, "Drosh Rabbi, Drosh, please go expound more, teach more." L'cha no'ad le'drosh. It's fitting for you to do such a thing. Kasher Amart Kein Ro'yisi, because it's exactly what you saw. I saw. Amalui says to him, Reka, you empty person. Amali Reisa, lo emanta. If you haven't seen it, you don't believe Chachamim. Malag legaldim Chachamimata. What are you mocking the words of Tamil Chachamim? Nasa Nevabo. He gave him the evil eye. He looked at him. Nasa Gal Shalom Tzama. So this person became a heap of bones. Just became a pile of bones. You don't mess, peeps. You don't mess. This is a big deal that, you know, we believe the Talmidei Chacham and we believe our Mesorah, and a person only does it when they see it. That means that they didn't actually have a connection and relationship with it. Ayveh. Meisveh. Your Talmud is going to be 10 by 20. It's going to be 10 wide by 20 high. That's how high it's going to be? Can't be. Meisveh. Va'olei cheschem komimios. The pasuk says in Vayikra that the Kosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to lead you very high. It means when the Kosh Baruch Hu comes and he's going to lead us, we're going to be extremely komimios, very, very big. Says Rashbam, two komos, two two levels. It'll be Meir Omer Masayim Amo. What it means is 200 amos kishtei koma shel Adam Rishon, like double the size of Adam Rishon. Says Rashbam Shemi Miato Ad Kuf Amo Meseches Gagiyah, that he lowered him down to 100 amos. That's how tall Adam was. Adam was 100 amos, and it says he's going to recreate his, go back and get the two levels over there, and therefore it's going to be 200 amos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Meir Amo. No, not 200 amos like Rameir says, because he says it's two times Adam, but rather he says 100 amos kineged heichal uksalav, opposite the height of the temple of the Beis HaMikdash and its walls. Says Rosh Bama heichal shabis bayisheni shayarom Meir Amo, it was 100 tall. Lufi komasa and sarach shayarom gvon, because how big they were, it has to vary high. Rabbi Yochanan had said that it's only 20 amos high when he was darshaning over there. It's going to make it 10 by 20, 30 amos by 30 amos thing. They're going to make it 10 by 20, 20 high, but it has to be 100 high. What's going on? Shinam HaPasuk says, Asher baninu kinitiyim gudalim binureyem. Azai Ligaposuk says in Yeshayahu that I'm going to make your gates. Pardon me, I jumped back a pasuk. This is in Tehillim that says, "Asher baninu kinitiyim gudalim binureyem," but our sons are like saplings nurtured from their youth. Binoseinu kizavios mechutavos. Tavnis Heichal, our daughters are like the cornerstones crafted in the form of the temple. Now, what do we see nonetheless? It comes out is that Kum Tuchois Naran, right? It says that the daughters are like the corners of the temple, which are 100 amos high, which is talking about Olam Haba, right? So what do we see? We got ourselves a bit of a problem over here, as Rashbam comes and tells us that Ha'ichos HaBayis Sheini Shirom Mea Amo Lefi Komatz and Tzarech Shirom Gavon V'Kash HaLeb Yochanan Dom Ruma Suma, says it's only 20. And for the Gemara, Kikam Rabbi Yochanan, when is Rabbi Yochanan talking about Lekave Dvei Zika? It's just talking about windows in order to have air. It says Rashbam, Lechalonos HaAsurin LaAvir V'Hainu Shalrecha Dekra Chalonos HaChoma. It's not talking about the actual thing itself that's going to be 30 by 30 and hewing out to be 10 by 20, meaning for them to come in, because yeah, they're going to be too tall. That's for the windows. Rabbi Yochanan, Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lasa Sheva Chupos, Lechot Tzadik, Tzadik HaKodesh Baruch Hu, to make seven different canopies for each of the tzadikim. Shemar, as the pasuk says, Ubara Hashem al kol mechon har tzion v'al mikra eha anan yomam v'ashen v'noga eish lahava laila ki al kol kavod chupa. So the pasuk in Yishayahu comes and says, it says seven different types of canopies. This is the Rashbam points out: anan, asham, noga, eish, lahava, kol b'chor, and chupa. Those are the seven that we have over here. Although the Rashbam himself says that he doesn't think that those are the seven. He thinks that one of them, Veli Nira, Ki Al Kol Kavod, Eino Minachas. You don't count that. Avava Sukkotia, Letzel Yomim, Desamachle, it comes up next. So, Tlesef at the end, Dahaikor, at the end of the Pasuk, Hava Hishvi, that's the seventh one. Vahai Al Kol Kavod, Likim Mepharsh, Desamachas. So, it's coming to explain something that's coming up in just a moment. So, the point is that we see that this is telling us that there are Malamed, Shekola Chaviachar, Oselah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chuppah, Lefikvoda, everyone's going to get a Chuppah according to their honor, according to the honor that they deserve. Asa, Ashen, Chuppah, Lama, what do I need the smoke for? What do I need them smoking things for? Why would I need there to be smoke inside the canopy? I'm Rabbi Chanina. Shekol mi she'eino v'tzaras b'tamid chachamim olam hazeh. Anyone who's an ayin tzara is a stingy when it comes to tamid chachamim. Mismalos einav ashan is as we filled with smoke olam haba. And that's like Rashi Rishbam points out. Shalola ha'noso min nechasav. Someone is being very tzar ayin, not helping out tamid chachamim. Ve'eish b'chum olam. Why do I need fire in a chuppah? I'm Rabbi Chanina. Malam is coming to tell you. Shekol echad ve'echad nichva. Everyone's going to get burnt up. They're going to be burnt by the chuppah of their friend. Says Rashbam, chuppah shel katan, chuppah shel chaver, agad b'menu. I'm going to be there and I'm going to see you, and you're so much greater than me. I'm going to get burnt. I'm going to feel this intense pain and shame and embarrassment after seeing what a level you're on, and I could have been there. Oy la la osa busha, oy la la osa klima. How terrible it is that busha, the embarrassment, the disgrace, as Mesillas Yesharim explains, I could have gotten to that level, and I didn't get to that level. Nothing about you, Berkeley, but I should be in such a darga. Ah. Similarly, you go and you see. You could see similarly by another idea of an asatam hiotcha. Allah, the pasuk says in Bamidbar about Yoshua and Moshe and Yoshua. It says, "Vanasatam hiotcha Allah, Moshe Rabbeinu should give from his greatness to Yoshua. V'lo kol hiotcha, but not all of it. From it, but not all of it. Zikainim Shabbos Ador, where the greats of that generation said, Rashbam says, Shiro Moshe Yeshua, they both saw you, Moshe and Yoshua. They saw Moshe and Yeshua both. They said, "Pnei Moshe ki pnei Chama." The face of Moshe was like that of the sun. "Pnei Yeshua ki pnei Avana." It was like the moon. Oy la losa busha. Oy la losa klima. Losa klima. Woe to that embarrassment, that disgrace, that he didn't wasn't able to get to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. It says Rashbam, "Shemizman muat nesmait a covered kol kach." She Yeshua a navi umelach ki Moshe. Below Yochel Agil Kvoda. He was a Navi, he was a Melech like Moshe, but he wasn't able to get to his level. That's an embarrassment. Amr Rebbe Rechanina, Esa Chubas as a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Adam Rishon began Eden, Kodesh Baruch Hu made 10 Chubas for Adam Rishon Gadin. Shen Emar, as the Pasuk said, and this is talking about there was a king, Melech Chiram. And this king said, like, "Oh yeah, I'm like God," and so Hashem says, and he's kind of like dissing on him. He says, "Be'eden gan elukim aisa kol evan yukara." Were you in Gan Eden like with every one of the precious stones? That the pasuk finishes off by saying, "Be'eden gan elukim aisa." Like these 10 different levels. Well, amazing. We're going to dash in this pasuk in a second. But did you have these 10 precious stones? My Zuch Amar. Achas Asrei says that there was actually 11 canopies. Shen Amar is a pasuk says, Kol Evan Yikara. And that's counted as the 11th one. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vagarua Shabakulan Zav. The lowest of all of them is Zav. Because if you look at the whole list, and it starts off with the greatest, it goes to the lowest, it's Zav. Dekachashav Leila Vasov, because it's counted only last. So you see, like, imagine how much of the other ones were. My Melechas Tupechan Tukavecha. What does it mean at the end of the pasuk when it says, the work of your drums and the holes and your holes are within you, because the day of your creation, they were set up, they were established. Pasuk in Yecheskel. What does that mean? Amar Bihuda Amarav, Amar Lakodesh Baruch Lechiram Melech Tzor. Kodesh Baruch says to Chiram, Bechonis Takalti, you should just know, when I was creating the world and creating men and creating people, I looked at you as the dugma. I looked at you, Ubarasi, the kavim, the kavim. And I created all these holes. Says Rashbam, Kishabarasi, Olamim, I created this world, Sha'ata Asid Limrod, that you are eventually going to rebel, Velasas Asmacha Eloka, and make yourself like a god. Ubarasi, Ba'adam, the kavim, Shamatim, Rei, Tuf Chalul, Hu, Manuka, Biyom, Ibracha, Konundu, Biyom, Shanasati, Elibi, Shatei, Nivra, Bo, Biyom, Konundu, and the kavim, Adam. I made all these holes in the body that you'd have to basically go and use the bathroom. Kachnas, Takalti, Bechonas, Takalti, Ubarasi, to come, but Adam, I create all these holes in people. In other words, you're gonna have to use the bathroom, and it's so lowly and disgusting. You think you're so great, and that you're a god. Vegan army, some say, "Hachi kamer." This is what he said. Bechonis takalti, and you, I looked. Beep, turn the page. I am the base. Bekanasti misal Adam Rishon, and because of that, I created death in Adam Rishon. I saw someone's gonna be like that. Such a terrible thing. I created something called death. This is Bam Behinu Tupecha Hakever. The cavern, which is empty like a drum. And that's going to happen. You're going to end up, you're going to be in the ground. Okay, now we get back to the beginning. We saw in Amud Aleph, the statement was that Rabbi said in the name of Yochanan, a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the future is going to make 7 chuppas, l'chol tzadik v'tzadik. And the pasuk that says is Ubara al Hashem al kol mechon har tzion ve'al mikra eha. Hashem is going to create over the whole site of har tzion and over it all is assemblies. What does that mean when it says ve'al mikra eha? Amar Amar Hashem, Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hashem says, "Tiftoch v'yidil zechem." You learn in David and turn to get close to you. Sorry about that. A little moment there. Rabbi Yochanan, you can't even talk if Hashem is let. Lo ki Yushalayim shel olam hazeh, Yushalayim olam haba. Shalom haba. The Yushalayim of this world is not like that of next world. Yushalayim shalom hazeh. Kol rotz halal salah. Anyone wants to go to Yushalayim, you can go. Shalom haba ain olan ela hamezumanim la. But up there in the olam haba, only those who are ra'oi to be able to get there, you have to be in a certain darga to get there. The tzaddikim are going to be called by the name of Hashem in the future. You're going to get to incredibly high levels. Shenemar is a pasuk says, "Kol hanikra b'shmi, all that are called in my name, and who I created for my honor, is Hartiv Af Asisiv. I formed him and made him." So you see, they're going to be called by my name. Gimel. There are three that are Nikra Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that are called by the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is, says the Rashbam, Sheyehei Shmam Hashem. Ve'elohein, these are them. Sadikim U'Mashiach V'Yerushalayim. The great ones, the righteous ones, Mashiach and Yerushalayim. Tzadikim hadamrim, that which we just said, that what's going to happen, kol nikra b'shmi. Mashiach, the pasuk says, v'zesh shemo asher yikra'o Hashem tzidkenu. This is the name by which he's going to be called, God our righteousness. Yerushalayim. D'chsev, as the pasuk says, saviv shmona aser aleph, round about the city, there are going to be 18,000 amos, v'shema ir miyom Hashem shama. And the name of the city from that day will be called, will be, it's going to go, God is there. Hashem Shama. Wow, amazing. Altagi Shama Ella Shema. Don't read as Shama, but rather as Shema. That is its name. It says Hashem, it says Hashem. Altagi Hashem Shama Ella Hashem Shema. With nice little vowels over there. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Asid and Sadiqim Shem Lifnehen Kadosh. The Malachim are going to one day say Kadosh in front of the Tzadikim. Like you say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And Malachim Yomru says the Rashbam. Kadosh Shem Lifnehen Kadosh Baruch, like you say in front of Hashem. Shemar, as the Pesach says in Yishayo, V'hoya Hanisha B'Tzion, V'Hanosim Yerushalayim, Kadosh Ye'omer Lo. And it's going to be that who's left in Tzion and remains in Yerushalayim, Kadosh shall be said to him. Is going to lift it up. Gimel parsos lemaalos, three parsa up. Is going to raise it up. Shenemar, the ra'ama v'yoshva tachteh. Yerushalayim is going to be lifted up, and she will abide in her place. Zechariah, my tachteh. What does it mean? Yerushalayim will be tachteh. It says v'yoshva tachteh means in its place. Kit tachteh means Yerushalayim is going to lift it up to the height. As much as its place can lift up tight, equal to the length of the area that she is in right now. How do you know that it means three parsa? Because this elderly man said to the person, said to me, I saw Yerushalayim Kamaisa. I saw the first Yerushalayim. And Utlasa Parsihavi was three plus. Vishama Tomer, maybe you'll say, Gimel Parsos. Yerushalayim is going to be so high, it's going to be really hard to get there. How are you going to get so high to Yerushalayim? It's crazy. You're going to climb a mountain? Tamar lomar, mi ele ka'am tenufea, ka'av te'ufena, v'chayonim el arubosehem. Who are these who fly like a cloud and like pigeons to their arubosehem? Is like where the pigeons go and chill, like the aruba, the windows. It's going to be very easy to do. It's going to be like a cloud, like a window. Amar Papa, Shema Mina, Hai Iva Tlasa Parsa Midlay. The height of a cloud is three parsa. Interesting. It says it's like a cloud, so it must be that that's the height of it. It says Rishbam Mitikat Mideka Midami Iva La'alos Yerushalayim Dahavi Iva Tlasa Parsi. So someone says, "How high is a cloud?" The answer is, "What do you mean, three parsa?" Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa begins to Hakadosh Baruch Hu lasses Yerushalayim b'mida. Hakadosh Baruch Hu originally wanted to give Yerushalayim a particular size. Like this is going to be the size of Yerushalayim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, when Zechariah saw the Malach who's measuring, he says va'omer ana ataolich, and I said to him, where are you going? Va'omer alai, and he says to me, lama Yerushalayim, going to measure Yerushalayim. Liros kamerachba to see the width and the length. Amar Malach Hashos of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim said, Ribono Shel Olam, harbe kurach. You created many cities in your world, shall umos ha'olam, that belong to the non-Jews, so the other nations of the world. You didn't give them a particular measurement. That your name is upon it. Mikaj umik dashcha besocha mikdash nevus tadikim besocha. Ata no saying about mida. You're going to go and give it a mida and measure it. Miyad immediately. They saw another angel, a malach that came and said, "Ve'omer lavo roots daber la nara las lemar, run and tell this person, meaning Zechariah, say, tell him, Perazos tishuv Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim will be like an open area. In other words, it's not going to be limited over here, and it can become bigger as much as it needs." Says the Rashbam, "Ma Perazos halalu ein lam shir. There's no shir, but binyan yeshuvan ella." Kama shirotz in bonim av Yerushalayim kin. Just like there's no measurement for particular cities, and they keep building as much as necessary. So to the Yerushalayim, mirov adam ubehem besocha, depending how much people and animals that I found there. Amir Reish Lakish, Asa Kosh Bachel Hosef Yerushalayim. Kosh Bachel is going to add it to Yerushalayim, right? We know that the original city with three parsa is going to make it even, he's going to add to it. Elef Tefef Ginos. There's going to be gardens 1,000 times the number of the word Tanuf, which is 169. Elef Kefel Migdalim. They're going to have towers. They're going to be 1,000 times the value of the Gematria Kefel, 210. Elef Litzoy Bironus. And there's going to be castles. They're going to be 1,000 times the number of Litzoy, 146. Elef Ushnei Shilo Totafros is going to be a the fortress 1,002 times that of Shiloh 345. V'kol achas v'achas havekitzipori b'shalvasa. And each one of them is going to have as many people as this city Tzipori when it was in its heyday, which is like a major Jew. You know, Jews were living over there. Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, Rabbi Yossi, and he received Tzipor b'Shalvasa. I saw Tzipor, that city, when it was like in its state of tranquility. There were 180,000 marketplaces just to sell Tzike Kedera, you know, this type of dish, type of food. In other words, there's a lot of people there. Okay, Vatzlo Selel Tzela Shalosh Shalshim Pa'amin. The passing Yecheskel talking about over here the size of Yerushalayim in the next in the Olam Haba. The chambers, there was a chamber upon chamber 33 times. My Shalosh Shalshim Pa'amin. What does that mean? 33 times, right? What do you need the word Pa'amin for? Say Shalosh Shalshim. What's Pa'amin? Amar Rabbi Levi. Amar Rav Papi. Mishum Mishua de Sichni Im Yim Yim Bum 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 Im Gimel Yushalayim. If there's going to be three Yushalayims, that was meaning three times its size, Kolachas Vachas Yishba Shloshim Midorim Lamayla, and each one is going to have 30 dwellings, one above the other. In other words, Rashbam says each house is going to be 30 stories, right? It says, Rishbam, b'chol bayis u'bayis, shloshim midoros l'mayla zel gavzeh, one on top of the other. Im shloshim Yerushalayim, and if it's 30 Yerushalayim, it's going to be 30 times its size. Kol achas v'achas ishba, shlosha midorim l'mayla, each one is going to have three dwellings over another one, right? So when it says chamber on a chamber 33 times, it's not talking about of the Beis HaMikdash, but the city of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is going to be 30, then it's going to be three times. Three stories, or times is talking about 30, and therefore, if there's going to be three, it's going to be 30 times the size in terms of the buildings over there.
Yitmar.
Well, that was a lot. Now we're going back to, if you remember, way back in the Mishnah, folks, we were talking about the selling a boat and what goes along with the boat, right? So we said, metaltalin, you can't acquire metaltalin just by paying for it, right? What you have to do is some sort of kinyan that goes on, mashiach, agbah, something like that. And we're now going to talk about how much you have to pull it in order to actually get this boat. Itmar Svino, when it comes to a boat, you got to do mashiach. I know he's going to pull that boat, but right? So this is Rishbam. Me'emasaite kenuya lelokech. At what point is it sold? You can't back out of it. The hab b'metaltalin ain mos konos ella mashicha o reshuso. Right, it's got to be something done. So Rav Amar, Rav says kimin shemachu kolshu, as long as he pulls it even a little bit. Rav Shmuel says tefach o chatzit tefach, a tefach or half of a tefach. Kona, then he is kone. That is Rav, a tefach chatzit tefach. Shmuel Omer lo kana ad shehim shalches kula, until he pulls it in its entirety. Now he's got to pull it away from the place of where it is. The amount of the actual size of it. We got to move it the same distance of the actual boat itself. Let's say this. How is a person fulfill Mesira, giving something over. It says, this is a Gemara in Kedushin, Chav Beis, Amud Beis. If you remember, when you hand something over, when you give an animal, a big animal, how do you do Mesira? Achsa betalfa, if the buyer goes, grabs onto the tafla, which is the hoof, you grab its leg, Bisara, by its hair, you know, by its mane, b'ukav shaleh, or by the saddle, b'shlif shaleh, or the load that's on it, b'frumbiya shebepia, or the bit that's in its mouth, b'zuk shebesavra, or the belt on its neck, kana, then you are now kona, this animal, once you go ahead and you do it. In other words, you do this type of act over here, this is considered a kinyan mesira, and it's a sale. Kate said, but mashiach, what about mashiach with... When you do mashiach, when you pull something, kari la v'hiba, you call to it, you call the animal, hey, hey, boy! You know, and then it comes to it. Oh, shehikisha b'makal v'ratzel l'funavar, you hit it with a stick and it runs in front of him. Kaven shakar yad v'regel, as soon as it lifts up on one of its legs and it's in its arms, well, you know, the foreleg, then kunai acquired it. Rabbi Achi v'amar le'ah of Acha Amar, has to go and walk the full length of it itself. Let's say Rav goes like the Tanakama. It says even a little bit. And Shmuel says that it's got to be the boat's got to move the entirety of it. It's like this. So the second part, Kribacha, says got to, the animal's got to go its whole distance. Rav can say, no. Rav can even say, no, even though I say Chati Tefach or Chati Tefach, I can even go to Rabbi Acha. Because Arkan lo kam Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Acha is not saying about Meshicha. That's going to leave its entire place. With animals. Now for Gav the Arki Yabrek, even lift up its legs, but Duchdukami, it stays in its original place over here. Right? So even if the animal lifts it up, it could still be looked at like it's remained completely in the original place because it just has its other legs that didn't move at all. So therefore, if Acha might say that only a little bit of movement is necessary, but in the case of an animal, right, maybe say by the boat, even a little bit is going to be necessary, but an animal standing on four legs, then there's no movement at all without a complete move. Avosfina, when it comes to a boat, came into Nada Baport, that one moves a little bit, Nada Lakula, the entirety of it moves. If an animal lifts up one leg, two of its legs, it's still staying in its place, but if the boat moves a little bit, the whole boat moved, and therefore you can even go into a Vacha degree. Ushmul Abar Shmuel says, I know, I said that the boat's going to move its entirety, I don't know, feel the Katanakama, I can even go like the Tanakama, it says even the animal lifts up a little bit, it's going to be Kona. I can look on my Tanakama, because over there, the Tanakama says, by Meshicha, that it's only a little bit of movement. Elo Balachayim, it comes to Balachayim. Dehim, the American Yed Regal wants to lift up his leg in his hand. Idach Lemarka Kaimi, each of the other ones is going to be lifted up also. That's the way once you start moving, it starts to move. Elo Balsavina comes to a boat. Imashach Lakule in, if he moves the entirety of it, then yes, then you acquired it. Elo Lo, but if not, then not, because you have to move it in its entirety. So therefore, maybe that's in the Mechlokas is not. The same achlokas. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.